Briefing.
The iPhone's features. Twiddling fingers. What is in the next must-have?
The first iPhones are now on their way to Apple's American retail stores and those of its service partner, AT&T. They will arrive in Europe later this year and in Asia next year. The iPhone's main features are: a multi-touch screen replaces mechanical buttons. This allows you to use your fingers to operate the menus, dial, select music, or write an email. Unlike existing smartphones with limited operating systems and restricted web browsers, the iPhone uses the operating system called Mac OS X and web browser Safari that Apple's computers use. Some functions are automated. Sensors rotate the display from portrait to landscape as required, turn off the display to conserve power when a user lifts the phone to his ear, and adjusts its brightness according to the light. The iPhone's drawbacks include its battery life, which is mediocre and vexing because the battery will be irreplaceable. The phone also uses a data network, AT&T's Edge, which is slow compared with third-generation networks, although Mr. Jobs counters that the iPhone will be so good at hopping onto Wi-Fi hotspots for a broadband connection that this will not matter. Nor is the iPhone open to third-party software developers, although Mr. Jobs intends to change that over time. The absence of a mechanical keyboard may put off thumb-trained corporate BlackBerry users, and, not least, with an entry price of $499, the iPhone may prove too expensive for all but the rich or gadget crazy.